But on the way to global licensing, we feel that we need tests for global licensing in the name of groups of nations, such as the EU. EU is a group of nations, and they issue licenses in the name of the EU. But it's caught the interest of many others now, and we assume in the very near future, and perhaps this is 2015, but by 2020, the question is, how many nations will be involved in group licensing and more? In fact, is by 2020, is it possible that the need for nations will be fading out, simply because groups of nations are, such as the EU, are effectively taking over the role of what nations had. A nation is simply a large unit of people, governed, and it's been steadily increasing through the ages that human has existed. But rather recent times, and probably less than 300 years, where it's exploded, where there's a breakthrough, where we even could think that the possibility of global numbers would be significant in one person's life. Well, 200 years ago, it's just a 200 years is just a small period in the human life of a human existence. And human existence, in terms of human existence, 200 years or so, and this last 200 years, there's such a huge change in it that things that we never imagined have come in to be serious problems, and including are we concerned with global pollution in terms of health. And yes, it's become very serious, and this, of course, comes to attention in major newspapers. We're reading about it daily. And also, well, I won't mention it. If somebody asks for a list of things, we can go into that, of all the things that we could not imagine probably 200 years ago that we would be involved in today. That'd be a good question to come up with, to work on. In fact, the day when I was a child, I could not imagine in my lifetime, in no way I could imagine that as a child or when I was in my 20s, what would I be facing in today's world, with in the web and the internet. Actually, it's moved fastest in the web and the internet. And it's causing a lot of confusion this time. 2015 is the year of much confusion. And when we get really confused, we can sometimes do some dangerous things in our confusion, and that's why further existence of nations can be a danger in this world, because of the people who are attempting to control the conditions of nations and trying to handle it. And some of them are not. We have variables in the ability of people to be able to control things, of the numbers of people of that size. And the methods for finding those people and selecting who are authorized to do that.